from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. It's a victory Wednesday. Those still exist in the NFL, right, Molly?
Yes, and we're still celebrating the glorious victory from last Sunday, the great opener. Extraordinary, as we know, we've gone over it, the idea that and I do think there is a statistic out there, Dan, where you get a punt return for a touchdown and you're over 80% likely to win a game. When you get a punt return for a touchdown and a pick six, I think you're over 90.
It's amazing. And I was telling Bigsy yesterday that when I was doing my research to figure out how rare it was to win a football game when you have less than 100 net passing yards, I was stunned to find out that the Bears have become pretty efficient at doing so. 12 wins with less than 100 net passing yards since the start of the 2004 season. That's almost hard to believe that they've been that effective, and the reason is because they've had pretty good defenses and pretty good special teams units.
A lot of storylines going into Sunday night in Houston, Dan. A lot of things the Bears want to focus on this week, but at the top of the list has to be improving the quarterback, getting Caleb Williams to look like he did in preseason, getting Caleb Williams to, you know, be a threat and consistent in the passing game. How do they do that?
Well, the Indianapolis Colts hit three passing plays for more than 50 yards against the Texans over the weekend. And so you should be able to find something in your study that allows you to unlock an explosive or two, right? And I think as soon as you do that, you bring a sense of confidence to the huddle. You bring a sense of calm to the huddle. You take away that urge to press that the Bears seem to be feeling as that game moved on and on and on Sunday afternoon. You just have to find some moments, right, to strike and keep your offense moving in the right direction. It was an ugly performance in the opener. New offense, new quarterback, a lot of things being ironed out. You hope some of them get ironed out because you're going into Houston on Sunday for a bright lights, big stage game that everyone is going to be watching and everyone is going to be judging and everyone is going to be overreacting to when we get to Monday morning. And so hopefully the Bears can find a few answers in there.
So I think the way we looked at it this morning as we began some of our discussion of the game is that the Bears, their offensive tackles may be headed to the sort of test and scrutiny in week two that the offense of the interior line seemed to fail at in week one. And I just guess that this offensive line question will be with us for a long time. It feels as if all the injuries and all the, you know, the lack of real competition for spots, if you will. I mean, we're seeing some now. While the season is starting, we didn't see any competition at the center position because of injury. I guess Braxton Jones is going to get some help from Mercedes Lewis, but what are you looking at? You couldn't get the competition there with the rookie injured. I'm just wondering how different will the conversation be, or how similar, just with different names, will it be, in your opinion?
Well, you're right. I mean, the edges are the place where you need to put your eyes this week. And the Bears as an organization are no stranger to Danielle Hunter in the way that he can wreck a football game if you don't pay proper attention to him. And they're going to get their first look at Will Anderson this weekend as well. And so you better have a plan, you know. And as you mentioned, it doesn't have to be one-on-ones all the time. You can provide help out there. You can provide chips. You can use tight ends to assist you in certain ways. To provide that comfort for your quarterback. But the Bears are going to have to play better. I thought Darnell Wright had a pretty good game. We talked a lot about the interior of the line. He played pretty well against the Titans on Sunday, and you got to carry that forward. And the offensive line can't be a conversation for us weekly. If it is, we've got big problems for the developmental plan of the quarterback. We better go through a 3 or 4 week span at some point during the regular season where we're just not talking about the offensive line because they weren't significant enough to talk about. And so that's what you want to work towards. They have a test this weekend, but they should be able to have not only the players, but the game plan to pass that test in a way that keeps them competitive in this football game. Again, you're going to put a lot on those two tackles, but you can also give them help to make sure that you're not creating problems where none need to exist.
What insight can you provide on the status of Roma Dunze week to week with an MCL issue, a sprained knee apparently, and how might that affect whether or not Tyler Scott is active, and will it have any effect on whether or not Velus Jones is active?
Well, if you're depleted in the receiving core, David, and you heard me say on Monday night that it's not just Rome, I want to get a look at Keenan Allen's practice participation today and figure out how close to full strength he is, if he is close. And so at that point, you need to have bodies available. And so I would imagine that Tyler Scott, just from a receiver depth standpoint, would be active to begin with. The Velus Jones conversation is totally different. Again, you know where I stand on this. I don't know how you can trust that kid to have the football in his hands anymore. He's just made way too many game-changing mistakes and not enough game-changing plays. And so if you're retooling at the kickoff return position, you've got DeAndre Carter back there, and then you're either going to mix in Khalil Herbert or Tyler Scott. So I would think Tyler Scott would be up. As far as Rome goes, if you're the Bears, you have to play this cautiously. You have to understand that it's week two and the second game of a very promising rookie's career, and you don't want to create a longer recovery plan than necessary. And so I would think that you would take the cautious route and hold him out Sunday. I will tell you this, Roma Dunze is a really, really, really tough individual. And a year ago, he suffered a punctured lung in a game at Arizona State, couldn't get on the plane back to play to go back to Washington, and ended up playing the next week in the rivalry game against Oregon. And so you talk about a kid who's going to do everything within his power to get himself back and ready and available as soon as possible. He's going to do that. But I think as an organization, you have to protect him a little bit.
Yeah. That's insane. I think you definitely have to take care of him. We had a fun conversation about just kind of the weird connection between the Bears and Houston, not just Lovie winning that game that gave the Bears the number one overall pick, but you know the extraordinary trade made with Carolina, which then Carolina takes Bryce Young, which allows Houston to take C.J. Stroud. And then we talked about the idea of what if the Bears hadn't made that trade, would they be better off with C.J. Stroud than this current situation, depending on how these careers all work out. And it's fun to kind of talk about and look at, et cetera. What are your thoughts on the subject?
It's even more fun to talk about 10 years down the road when we know all the final results, right? And then you can judge with great clarity and say, they should have done this without any sort of hesitation. And this is the way it worked out for the Bears. I think everyone saw the reasoning that they did what they did in 2023, trying to see it through with Justin Fields in a way that gave him a fair opportunity to retain that starting job. You obviously did so passing on Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. You did so without knowing that the lottery ticket was going to cash and you were going to fall right into Caleb Williams, which was the greatest blessing that this organization got with that decision. I just want to see both these quarterbacks kind of grow and develop and see what that looks like over the long haul. I think the Bears are in a really good spot right now, despite the results of one game in early September. And now you just have to have the right plan and the right approach to steering your rookie quarterback through some of these inevitable bumps and bruises that he's going to endure in the early part of his career in a way that keeps him as steady as he seems to be now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Naturally.
When we hear from Shane Waldron tomorrow, how open do you think he will be to the notion that maybe he didn't have a great day, that he's still learning this team and this personnel, especially when it comes to groupings in terms of knowing what they're capable of doing? Because, Dan, I think that it is only one game, and there were a lot of factors that contributed to them only having 56 snaps, but it wasn't a great first impression.
No, it wasn't. And look, like, I'm usually tolerant with new offense coordinators and new systems and those types of things for the first month of the season. Let's get through September. Let's see how they've kind of evolved and changed and adapted as the month goes on, and then have a little bit bigger sample size to know what this offense is trying to be, right? It takes a little while to get an identity. It takes a little while to know which personnel groupings you really want to lean on. It takes a little while to get your quarterback comfortable, particularly a rookie who's doing this for the first time. And so Shane did not have a terrific game on Sunday. Obviously, that was shown in the results. I think he will stand up there tomorrow, David, and be accountable for that. And then the bigger part of the program is finding the answers and the solutions to fix it for week two, because you can stand up at a podium and be accountable all you want. If you don't turn your offense into one that can consistently move the football and can't get more than 11 first downs and 150 total yards in a game where you have, you know, 9 true possessions, well, then you've got problems on your hands. And so they're going to have to adapt again. Shane has been lauded as a guy who is one of his greatest strengths is the ability to adapt and evolve on the fly. Let's see it in week two.
Dan, I guess as we sit here right now and we look at it, first trip, first time on the road, the defense looked great in the first game. They've got improved weaponry. You talk about some familiar names being aboard along with C.J. Stroud now. What happens with the defense? Who's the guy to keep an eye on?
Well, look, like, there's too many guys to keep an eye on. Joe Mixon had a really, really strong first game and was kind of the engine of that win over the Colts on Sunday. But then you've got a receiving core where you got Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins and Tank Dell, and you're going to have to use your very strong secondary to limit the big plays that those guys have. Stephon Diggs seemed like a little bit of an afterthought going into the opener, and then he scores 2 touchdowns for him. And you remember that, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to have to find a way to blanket these receivers in a way that keeps them from breaking the game open. The Bears obviously had a really, really nice day defensively. Jalen Johnson is playing as good a football on the back end of the defense as anyone in the league right now. And so you lean into your strengths, you know, and you hope you make a few more big plays than they do and keep that game within reach, because the defense is going to have to be the engine for the Bears in the short term, and they're going to have to be that Sunday night for sure.
Great stuff, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Safe travels.
All right, guys. You got it. Enjoy the week.
That is Dan Wederer. Fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.